Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, October 22nd, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we prepare these messages from our home. And as many of you that listen regularly know, we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Our goal once again today is to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Increasing Knowledge. We have two rather obscure Old Testament passages today from Daniel 12, verse 4, and Hosea 6, verse 3.
But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
James Martin wrote a book in 1977, the year we began our ministry, actually. We were married a year before, titled The Wired Society. It predicted a planet networked by personal computers with the internet, e-commerce, telecommuting, and other technological breakthroughs. At that time, many of his predictions seemed bizarre, but we now take them for granted, and many of us experience them daily. In 2001, he wrote a book titled After the Internet, Alien Intelligence, which has some stunning predictions about where technology is taking us. If he is as correct in this book as he was in his earlier one, we are moving into some very frightening territory.
He envisions us as entering a brave new world in which alien intelligence can redesign and reinvent itself at electronic speed and without the control of human engineers. Indeed, alien intelligence will become so complex that humans will not even be able to understand the computer's processes. Ultimately, the question becomes, will we control the machines or will they control us?
Well, I find this assessment interesting in light of Daniel's book. The last half of his book deals with prophecies that stretch far beyond his own day. Well, Daniel lived about 600 years before Christ's incarnation, or some 2,600 years ago. Of course, all through human history, knowledge has been increasing. However, in our time, there has been an exponential increase in the rate of new knowledge. And we see that indeed, as the verse describes, many will go here and there to increase knowledge. And we wonder, where is all of this headed?
Daniel associated this particular increase of knowledge to the time of the end. But the call to God's chosen people is no different than it's ever been. Today's second verse has a timeless call regarding our primary pursuit of knowledge. Again, we repeat, let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
Hosea goes on to state, his going forth is established as the morning. Today, as I ponder these things, I find great assurance from a wonderful faith statement expressed early in the Reformation from the Heidelberg Catechism. And then, actually, I made a photo today with this particular statement on it that for many years now I have found comforting in my own life. It reads, what is my only comfort in life and death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who so preserves me that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Yea, that all things work together for my salvation. Let us stay faithful to God today and His established plan for our lives, and let us continue to know Him above all.
Let's all pray together. Father, we have seen throughout biblical and modern history that your people perish due to lack of knowledge. The treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in your heart. So we can be confident that when we seek the heart of our Father, we are also increasing in spiritual knowledge that comes from our loving relationship with you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, our helper, whom you sent to teach us, to bring to remembrance all things that you have taught us through Scripture. Your knowledge will preserve us through the fiery trials of this life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we've prepared for Wednesday, October 22nd, 2008. We do have several photos up on the site today, as well as some musical resources and some other materials that you might find helpful. One thing I do today is I link to a book that I find very helpful in regard to knowing God. That's titled Knowing God by J.I. Packer, an older work, but one that was very formative in my life in coming to understand the ways of God. Well, thank you for joining us today. We do urge you to continue to stay faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ and continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.